On shop shelves in Iran, products abound, but no one's buying. Amid the worst economic crisis in years, they just don't have the money.
A liter of cooking oil used to be 790,000 riyals. It's now 1.85 million. As the government announced, prices for other goods will rise by 50% to 100%. As goods become more expensive, costs for all services will increase too. The price hikes will spread into other areas of people's lives.
Iranians took to the streets late last month as the rial plunged to 1.4 million against the US dollar. With inflation in overdrive, the rial's lost 60% of its value against the greenback since summer. While warning of severe consequences for rioters, Iranian authorities have struggled to shore up the collapsing economy, recently ending a subsidized exchange rate for importers that was meant to suppress prices for essential products in favor of paying Iranians directly.
We have not eliminated subsidies. Instead, we have started depositing the subsidies into the bank accounts of all residents.
The sum, about $7, ought to pay for around 100 eggs and a few kilos of rice or chicken at current prices. While it'll help Iran's poorest, the policy change is set to push prices even higher.
I think they saw that they couldn't rein in inflation, so they said, let's give people a million tomans so we can somehow absorb the pressure to hold it back. I mean, it's like a temporary painkiller.
Iran's reformist president has acknowledged his people's pain, but if he wants to make more than just a gesture, he may need far deeper change than Tehran has until now been willing to make.